Chapter 2. The Driver Examination. The driver examination consists of a four-part test. A written test on traffic laws and rules for safe driving, a vision test, a road sign test, and a driving test, skills. You should be prepared to take the driver exam if you are applying for a new driver license, if you have a driver license from another state that is valid or has been expired for less than 184 days, and you are applying for the same type of license in Missouri, you only have to take the vision and road sign tests. If your Missouri driver license is expired for more than 6 months, 184 days. If the Director of Revenue asks you to take the exam, even if you have a current driver license. And if your license was revoked because you have too many points on your driving record because of an administrative alcohol action. See Chapter 10. Where to take the exam. The MSHP administers the driver examination. To find the testing center nearest you, contact the MSHP or the department. The phone numbers for the department and MSHP are at the back of this guide. You can also find these locations on the MSHP website, found at http://mshp.dps.missouri.gov/mshpweb/root/index.html. Verification of your name and age. Before you can take the driver exam, you must prove your legal name and age. This identification must also be shown to the Department of Revenue when applying for a driver license or permit, and anytime you take the written or driving tests. Refer to Chapter 1 for a list of acceptable documents for verification of name, date of birth, place of birth, Social Security number, and Missouri residential address. The written test for driver license Class F. If you are applying for a Class F operator license, you must take a 25-question multiple-choice written test. The questions will be on the laws and methods of driving covered in this guide. The test is not an open-book test. You will not be tested on the information on commercial vehicles in Chapter 15. A for-hire license, Class E. If you are applying for a Class E for-hire license, you must take a special written test. The questions will be on the laws and methods of driving covered in this guide, but will also include the information on commercial vehicles found in Chapter 15. The test is not an open-book test. Vision test. You must take an acuity vision test and a peripheral side vision test when you apply for any new or renewal driver license or permit. The standard minimum acuity is at least 20/40 with either or both eyes. If you wear glasses or contact lenses, you may need them for the vision test. The standard minimum peripheral reading is at least 55 degrees in each eye or 85 degrees in one eye. If you are unable to meet the vision standards as required, you may be denied a license, or restrictions may be placed on your license. If you fail the standard vision test, the examiner will give you a vision exam form that your eye specialist or physician must fill out. If the physician prescribes glasses or contact lenses to correct your vision, you may have to wait for the glasses or contact lenses before the written and/or driving tests may be given. If both your natural and corrected acuity vision are worse than 20/160, or your peripheral combined is worse than 70 degrees, you cannot take the driving test and cannot have a driver license. The road sign test will check your ability to recognize and understand traffic signs. The driving test. After you pass the written, vision, and road sign tests, you may then take the driving test. You will take the driving test with a driver license examiner of the MSHP. The examiner will check your vehicle for the required equipment. The examiner will also check your vehicle for its safe operating condition. You cannot take the test if the vehicle is not properly equipped, or the examiner believes that giving the test will be dangerous. You should take the test in a vehicle that is familiar to you. The vehicle must have current license plate or plates and a valid inspection sticker, seat belt in proper working order, doors in proper working order for the driver and examiner, a clean, safe seat for the examiner, two sets of brakes, parking and a foot brake in good working order, a horn in good working order, and proof of financial responsibility. You will drive and the examiner will sit beside you. No one else may ride in the vehicle during the test. Avoid unnecessary conversation with the examiner and focus on your driving. Remember, the examiner's job is to test, not to teach. You must obey all Missouri traffic laws at all times. The examiner will ask you to find and use the vehicle's controls, such as the accelerator, brakes, turn signals, windshield wipers, etc. You will be tested for finding the control without searching and for using the control correctly. The examiner will ask you to start driving. You will be tested for starting the vehicle, for releasing the parking brake, for looking to see if the way is clear, for giving the proper signal, for driving smoothly and at the correct speed. The examiner will tell you where to drive, turn, stop, etc. After the examiner tells you what to do, you will have enough time to look for traffic and to drive as asked. You will be asked to do the following. Number 1. Start and stop the vehicle. You will be tested for the smoothness and safety of your starts and stops, for your reaction time, and for your control of the vehicle when stopping. Number 2. Park parallel to the curb. In a space 25 feet long and 7 feet wide, you will be tested for the position of your vehicle before backing, for whether or not you bump into the space markers, for moving into the space smoothly and at the right speed, for parking no more than 18 inches from the curb, for parking near the center of the space, for your ability to park the vehicle within 2 minutes, for turning the wheels in the correct direction for parking, and for checking traffic and signaling before you leave the parking space. Number 3. Backing. You will be tested for looking over your right shoulder to see through the rear glass, for whether your vehicle backs in a straight line or weaves, for staying in the proper lane of traffic, for backing at the right speed. Number 4. Make at least 2 right and 2 left turns. You will be tested for driving in the correct lane for turning, for giving the proper turn signals at the proper time, for turning into the proper lane, for making proper traffic checks, for turning at the right speed, and your control of the vehicle. Number 5. Park on a hill. You will be tested for your control of the vehicle, for parking no more than 18 inches from the curb, for leaving your vehicle in park or the correct gear, for turning the front wheels in the correct direction for parking, for setting the parking brake, and for checking traffic and signaling. Number 6. Enter and leave intersections. You will be tested for understanding and obeying the traffic signs and lights, for your speed when approaching an intersection, for your awareness of the traffic around you, for driving in the correct lane, for yielding the right of way without blocking traffic, and for making a full stop at the proper place at stop signs. Number 7. Understand and obey traffic signs and signals. You will be tested for noticing and obeying traffic signs and signals. The examiner will watch for your use of good driving rules. You will be tested for the distance between your vehicle and the vehicle in front of you, for your speed while driving, for driving in the proper lane and obeying lane markings, for your awareness of the traffic around you, and for yielding the right of way when necessary. Your grade. Throughout the driving test, the examiner will subtract points for any driving errors you make. If you lose more than 30 points, you will fail the test. You will also fail the test if you are in a crash with another vehicle and it is your fault. If you hit a pedestrian. If you drive so dangerously, you might have caused a traffic crash. If you violate a traffic law or refuse to drive as the examiner asks. When you pass the driving skills test, you will be given a form with your test results. Before you drive, you must apply and obtain a license at a license office. The test result form itself is not valid for driving. If you fail the driving test, the examiner will suggest that you practice before retaking the test. You may take only one driving test per day. If you fail the driving test 3 times, no further test will be allowed without written authorization from the department. The driver examiner will give you a form that you must send to the department. After you send the form to the department, you will receive a letter from the department requiring additional behind-the-wheel driver training. You must send proof of the additional driver training before you will be allowed to take the driving test again. Fraud. It is a crime to commit fraud. Anyone who makes a false, unsworn statement or affidavit, or who commits or assists another person in committing fraud or deception during an examination process for a Missouri license, permit, or non-driver license, is guilty of fraud. Fraud is a Class A misdemeanor that may result in the loss of your driving privilege for up to 1 year. Some examples of fraud could include cheating or using or attempting to use any recording, photographic, or two-way communicating device during any testing process. This concludes Chapter 2.